Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A U.S. official says the American who killed 16 Afghan villagers yesterday is a soldier from Washington State who was assigned to a remote special operations site. U.S. officials say the soldier acted alone, leaving his base in southern Afghanistan and opening fire on sleeping families in two villages. The officials say he is a conventional soldier from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. He was assigned to support a special operations unit of either Green Berets or Navy SEALs engaged in a village stability operation. Those operations usually pair special operations troops with local villagers chosen by village elders to essentially become a sanctioned armed neighborhood watch. A transportation unit of Fort Wainwright soldiers is back on home ground. About 150 soldiers from the 539th Transportation Company returned Saturday night from a year in Afghanistan. They flew into Eielson Air Force Base and took buses to Fort Wainwright. The main vehicle of the unit is a five-axle M1075 truck that pulls a three-axle hydraulic tilt trailer. The Army says the unit moved containerized and non-containerized cargo and bulk petroleum, oil, and lubricants. The unit completed more than 200 missions and logged about 279,000 miles. A 19-year-old Wasilla man has been charged with first-degree murder and the stabbing death of another man. State troopers say Spencer Johnson got into an altercation as he and his father went to a home to retrieve a pickup truck. Johnson's father, Andrew Johnson, was shot in the shoulder during that altercation. A truck struck a snow machine crossing the Mitchell Expressway in Fairbanks, injuring a 14-year-old boy. TJ Mendez suffered a broken leg, broken ribs, and other serious injuries. He's hospitalized at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. The driver of the truck was not cited in that accident. The Alaska Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments tomorrow over a plan to redraw the state's political boundaries. The Alaska Redistricting Board is appealing a decision made by a Superior Court judge that four state house districts be redrawn. Two of the districts are in the Fairbanks area and a third is in the Aleutian Chain. The state operating budget and the issue of coastal management among some of the issues on the agenda this week as state lawmakers return to Juneau from a short break. The House Finance Committee is putting the finishing touches on the operating budget. The committee is considering a $9.5 billion plan to fund state government. It's $60 million less than what the governor proposed, but the total could get higher when the committee takes up amendments. Also, Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell is expected to certify the proposed initiative as having sufficient signatures to qualify for this year's ballot. Last week marked the annual point during the session in which lawmakers are absent for a trip to Washington, D.C. for meetings of the Energy Council. Dallas Sevy arrived at the checkpoint in Koyuk about an hour and a half ahead of Ali Zirkel in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race, but his team is moving slower than hers. The 25-year-old son of 2004 Iditarod champion Mitch Sevy arrived at 3:17 in the morning, with Zirkel arriving at 4:53. The Koyuk checkpoint is about 123 miles from the race in Nome. A four-member Japanese team led by Junichi Nakamura is the winner of the 2012 BP World Ice Art Championships Multi-Block Classic. The team's work is titled Prickly Reception and shows a porcupine with its quills arched facing a prowling leopard. The 132-hour competition ended Friday night. Awards were handed out Saturday night. 19 teams of 2 to 4 sculptors for 6 days used chainsaws, chisels, drills, hair dryers, irons, and handmade tools to hew forms from 4 by 6 by 3 foot blocks of ice. Each team could use up to 10 blocks. Heavy equipment operators were on hand to lift them into place. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some snow possible this morning. Otherwise, some sunny skies later today. Cloudy skies, high temperature in the 30s today.